Hello and happy almost Octoberween. It's the most wonderful time of the year. It truly is though, right? Welcome back to those of you who know the show, and for those of you who are new, I'm a tarot reader and fashion industry survivor based in Manhattan. I learned tarot pretty young and picked it back up as a healing tool the past couple of years. In the process, I decided to illustrate my own deck to better understand the cards and created the Badass Bitches Tarot deck that's for sale now, officially launching in my favorite month, October. If you're in New York, please head to badassbitchestarot.com or the Ace Hotel website to RSVP for the deck release party, featuring readings by yours truly, as well as two of my other favorite amazing readers, CBD cocktails and apps, sexy witchy attire, strongly encouraged but not mandatory. All right, so since it's the beginning of the month, I have a ton of card messages, astro and lunar info to share, so you're stuck with just me for today, kids. I'm sorry, but don't worry, I have some amazing badass bitches lined up for you this month. Tarot readers, healers, and more magical mofos are on the way, so stay tuned. So we had the full moon in Aries this past Monday, the 24th, and are in a waning moon phase going into the last quarter moon in Cancer this coming Tuesday, October 2nd. This is a great time to release anything that's not serving us and tap into the inner wisdom and intuition that Cancer knows so well. For October's cards, we have the Three of Wands pulled from the January 2018 overview. Traditionally, this card shows a man standing on a cliff with his back turned, kind of looking out over the sea to the mountains in the distance. And from this perspective, he can see all that lies ahead and is aware of kind of the impending dangers and challenges and opportunities. The three wands that are surrounding him are firmly planted in the ground, reflecting kind of his commitment to his future and plans. Threes are ruled by the Empress in Major Arcana, and that's all about bringing things into fruition. The Empress is birthing. She's, you know, the kind of fertility card, and this is about bringing things into action and into fruition. In my deck, this card is Lisa Stanton McCarthy, a Canadian designer, writer, and healer. I chose Lisa for this card after the two of us took a trip to Amsterdam for my birthday last year. She's drawn sitting on a bank of a canal with Dutch row houses behind her as kind of a reminder and homage to this trip. This trip was an inspirational and clarifying trip for both of us, and I've seen Lisa put a lot of ideas into action after this with her work, her writing, and her professional life. So I always think of Lisa for this card because it often represents the clarity and birth of a dream after a journey of the body or the mind. It's also a period of reflection, of looking at your past self and giving yourself credit for how far you've come. I went to high school in Amsterdam, and I credit this magical city with so much of my personal growth. When we were back in December, I went to all my old favorite metaphysical stores and bought some new tarot decks. And when I look back at this time last year, I realized that that trip was when I really decided I wanted to create my own deck. If I couldn't find the perfect one in my favorite city in the world, maybe it didn't exist yet. Maybe I had to create it. I always look at my and Lisa's Amsterdam trip as a very transformative Three of Wands period. When I got this card for the year pull, I was thinking back in January when I pulled October as Three of Wands. Ooh, like an inspirational trip in October. It's my favorite month. I love Halloween. Maybe I'm going to do Halloween in Toronto, which is where Lisa lives. As it turns out, my spiritual advisor and healer, Alexander Roxo, is leading a retreat in the Berkshires this month, which definitely has some serious Three of Wands potential. So I'm thinking that's probably my Three of Wands trip for the month, but I'll keep you guys posted. This month, because of Three of Wands, think about opportunities for journeys you have that might open up some inspiration and drive you to put some of your dreams into action. Is it a weekend getaway with your significant other? It could be a fun staycation. The Woo Journals creator, Carrie Ann Kohler, who was on episode 8 of the podcast, recently shared with me her love of staycations. Checking out hotels tonight and spending a night in a luxurious hotel as a little getaway to check in with yourself and get inspired can be the perfect Three of Wands moment. It can also just be some alone time at home with an inspiring book or a movie and an herbal bath. Those of you who know me know I love a good witchy bath, some Epsom salts, lavender oil, and rose petals. Yes, please. So whatever it is that grabs your interest this month, say yes to it, whether it's a decadent vacation or a spa night in, and see where the inspiration from there takes you. Okay, so on to our October live poll. Ah, Ah, the Fool. I love this card. Okay, so it's perfect because we're in that time of year that's right between the last harvest of fall and the Earth's rest period of winter. It's a great time for new beginnings. The Fool is numbered zero, the number of unlimited potential, and therefore doesn't have a specific place in the numerical sequence of the cards. The Fool can be placed either at the beginning of the major arcana or at the very end, sometimes considered number 22 of the major arcana. The Fool is both the beginning and perfect completion, and that in the way that we're all perfectly complete, yet we're always beginning again. The Fool is in the traditional deck is this like hobo looking mofo with a little dog at his feet, carrying a casual knapsack, just skipping along happily. He's starting a new journey, and there are mountains which might be challenging to face in the distance, but he doesn't care. He's optimistic and happy to be here. In my deck, this is Lola the Dom Pom, my adorable teacup Pomeranian that you may hear from time to time shuffling around in the background or barking. I liked the OG deck's use of the dog at the Fool's feet to represent loyalty and protection on the journey. In my deck, Lola represents both that and the Fool's pure joy and optimism. It's the energy of being so new and always present. It's really hard for us in human form to remain in this state. It's often why it's so incredibly refreshing to see in animals and children that pure connection to the universe. This month is going to offer that chance to tap into that state, whether it's as a result of a brand new venture in work, a new relationship, or just resetting your relationship with yourself. Chances are you'll look back on October as a significant beginning for you. Okay, and finally, the card of the week for Sunday, October 30th, which is today through Saturday, October 6th. The Knight of Pentacles. All right, good. I need this one personally. Okay, so in the OG deck, this is a knight on a plow horse in the middle of a field. The knight is putting in work and dedication to build the foundations to support his dreams and goals. In my deck, this is Mindy Kaling. I mean, what she has created with the odds of Hollywood stacked against her is nothing short of incredible. That is Knight of Pentacles in action, kids. There's an awesome Mindy Kaling quote that I love. Work hard. Know your shit. Show your shit, then feel entitled. Listen to no one except the two smartest and kindest adults you know. And that doesn't always mean your parents. If you do that, you'll be fine. I think that really summarizes this card. It's asking us to show up for ourselves, do the work that's required, and when we do that, feel entitled to the pentacles, because you've earned them. Pentacles are often associated with finance, but this can be any resource, any energy. This card can be telling you, show up in your relationship, be a caring, loyal, and generous partner, and feel that you deserve the love, attention, presence of your partner as a result. Because when you genuinely feel that worthiness, the universe is going to give it to you. Just ask Miss Mindy K. An amazing month and week are on the way in, so show me the pentacles, universe. Yes to that. Time for this week's Coming Out of the Spiritual Closet segment. So I got a couple sent in this week, but my favorite one was from Anthony in Peterborough. I think that's Ontario, right? I should know that because I'm faux Canadian after living in Toronto for a while, but obviously I'm doing a bad job of representing that today. Anyway, Anthony writes, "Hey Cardsy B, love the podcast and I just ordered my deck." Thanks, Anthony. I'm having trouble right now coming out of the spiritual closet, so to speak, because my roommate's boyfriend is practically living here and I'm feeling self-conscious about things I usually do on a regular basis, like smudging the common areas, charging my crystals in the living room window because it gets the best moonlight exposure, etc., etc. What do you recommend, XO Anthony? I recommend you get some more pentacles for rent money if this mofo is over all the time. All right, but in all seriousness, these are practices that make you feel grounded and safe in your home, so you shouldn't have to stop them out of fear of judgment. I do hear you on this being uncomfortable, though. I'll tell you what. Why don't you start by having a talk with your roommate about putting some reasonable boundaries in place, and that way you'll still have, you know, your alone time to do these things without having the boyfriend dude around. Let me know how that goes, and I'll set up a free Skype reading for you as a thank you. All right. Amazing. That brings us to the end of the episode, guys. So to recap, October brings us Three of Wands and the Fool, and this week's message is the Knight of Pentacles. This month is an awesome time for a journey that may spark inspiration due to Three of Wands leading us into a new beginning with the Fool. This week's message is to channel your inner mini Calling and put in the work needed to know you're worthy of the rewards coming your way so you can let the good stuff in. I'm feeling really good about October now, and I hope that you guys are too. Don't forget to check out Cardsy B on Instagram, and if you haven't, please rate and review this podcast if you get a sec. Also for New Yorkers, I'm reading during Sunday lunches today at Green Pear Cafe. I literally just packed up my crystal ball. I had to buy a backpack for my crystal ball that I take to my readings. Like, how crazy is that? It was like gonna give me a dislocated shoulder dragging it around. So I got a backpack for the crystal ball that is packed and ready to go to Green Pear Cafe. I'll be reading at the L Girl Party in the East Village tonight from 8 to 10. And the launch party for Badass Bitches Tarot is the night before Halloween, October 30th, 6 to 8 p.m. at the Ace Hotel with CBD cocktails and apps. I will be in-house reading alongside of two of my favorite readers, Kendrick and Sesha. So thank you so much for listening. And in October more than ever, stay magical AF.